Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up, because it's always bikini season in iOS, we've got fitness apps.
Plus, singing huskies, overpricing issues, and better file syncing.
All that plus really, really, really big pictures on iPad Today.
This episode of iPad Today is brought to you by Audible.com. To download a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/iPad Today. And by Squarespace.com, the fast and easy way to publish a high-quality website or blog. For a free trial and 10% off your new account, go to squarespace.com/iPad Today. Hey, Sarah Lane. Well, let's show the show title. Here we go. Hey, Sarah Lane. How are you today?
Good. I'm glad you did that because I was like, where am I? What am I doing?
What show is this?
This is iPad Today, episode 13, lucky number.
Are you superstitious?
No.
You're not a...
I'm not superstitious about the number 13.
Yeah.
I do count some stairs.
Do you?
Yeah, but that's not superstition. That's just...
OCD.
Yeah.
What do you mean you count stairs? What does that mean?
When I go up and down stairs, I count them.
Every time?
I don't notice it every time, but...
Do you feel it's risky if you do not?
I'm just comfortable doing it. I like numbers. I like to know the numbers of things. Yeah. You know, I pay attention to mileage when I drive somewhere. I just like that.
Really?
I like to know number values of things.
I do. I sometimes... I won't tell anybody, but I do this on my Android phone, but you could do it on iPhone, too. I do... This is really, really stupid. But, you know, there's different ways to go sometimes when you're going somewhere.
Yes.
Like you could take the highway or the local routes. So I will run a little tracker application and I'll do it both ways and I'll compare.
Oh, that's not stupid. I do that all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
all the
you're
time.
Weird.
I like to know if I can save myself half a block, I want to know. I might not even go that way, but I want to know what the quickest route is.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes, as the crow flies and also as the sidewalk leads. And now you know a little bit more about why we're so weird.
I did not. I never knew that you had that little streak in you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I like
so today, this is very apropos.
It is.
We're talking fitness.
Fitness apps, Leo, because, well, we're both fitness experts.
Look at me. I'm sitting on a ball.
I haven't been inside a gym for going on a year now.
No.
True.
Sarah Lane, that's
true.
Not healthy.
I have run outside. I've done some stairs.
I've been
up and down stairs.
I was in a gym this morning. I go to the gym every day.
I know. I see you check in.
I take a sauna. I take a shower. I go look around. I wander. And then I go eat a burger and I go home.
Well, I'm glad that we're talking about some fitness apps because I'm a great example of somebody who's out of practice. Once you're there, you're happy. You're in the zone. It's just getting there that's hard. And the more out of practice you are, the harder it is to get back in the zone. So I need some motivation.
That's why I have a routine of going every morning. Because if I don't go every morning, you're right. It's easy not to go.
Right. Because you go, wow, I didn't die. Maybe I won't go tomorrow either.
Today I rode. I did a little Stairmaster, but I also use a fitness application. I'm going to show you.
What is it?
I use it every day. Should I show you? Should we start?
Let's do it.
You want me to start or you to start?
You start.
Okay. I have a number of fitness applications. This is my fitness page on my iPad. Four, see?
Wow.
Four of them. But this is one that I've used on the iPhone for years. It is, I should turn it because it's a portrait mode only. But I was so pleased when they came out with the iPad version of iFitness. This is called iFitness HD. Now,
it's pretty new, just a couple.
Yeah, it just came out. I mean, it's been on the iPhone for a while, and I use it on the iPhone because it has different workouts, you know, and you can create your own workouts, as you can see. But I've been using the one I use that I really like a lot is there's a abdominal workout or upper body workout. There it is. Body toning for women. I love that. No, 30-minute chest workout. So you see, they have all these different workouts.
Oh, this is good.
They're routines. This is day one. Day two and day three, look, there's no substitute for getting a trainer. And as we always say, that traditional disclaimer, don't begin a workout without checking with your doctor first and do get instruction on using this stuff. But once you know how to use the gym equipment, this is a great way to keep track of your workouts, to kind of prescribe. This is the kind of thing a trainer would do for you. It shows you, you know, gives you instructions for the workout, shows you what it's supposed to look like. In many cases, they actually have video of the workout so you can see what the workout looks like. Isn't that great? So you know exactly how to do. This is a dumbbell, or rather a barbell bench press.
I love the detail of all of this because you're never going to remember. Once the trainer walks you through everything, that's how you kind of
exactly,
know what you're supposed to, how your back is supposed to be.
Exactly why this is useful.
But then
and
you're
then,
forget.
When you're doing the exercise, you enter in how much weight you used, how many reps you did. You could put in some notes. And I don't know about if you've ever done lifting, but if you've done lifting before, it's pretty typical that you would lift and then rest your body. And they have two little timers here. There's a 60-minute and a 100 or 60-second, 180-second timer, which you can tap. It'll count you down, and then it does. I don't know if I have my sound on here, but after 60 seconds, it does a little dropping the weights clink to let you know it's time to get back to work. So I really think this is a fantastic program for somebody who has a workout routine. Now, you notice these are weight routines, but it isn't just weights. There's all kinds of other exercises on here, including cardio. So I'll record my spin class or my elliptical. I did elliptical today. And same thing.
I love elliptical because it's easy on my knees.
It's easy on your knees. So yeah. You write down the duration, the calories. It will graph your progress over a period of time. It also remembers your previous settings, which is very nice because, you know, you tend to lift the same weights over and over and then slowly increase them. Exercise by muscle, equipment, list of exercises, create your own workouts. They've got full logs for today, previous workouts, past 7, 14, 30 days, all records. What's nice, you can email the logs to yourself. So you have an access to the logs. This is just, I really consider this the
just
best.
It's well put together.
It's been around for a while, and body mass calculator, body measurements, it's been around for a while, and it's really benefited from that. And there's full syncing capabilities as well, so you can sync all your data across to your count on the iFitness
site. Now, someone in the chat room brought up a good point. Isn't the iPad kind of a clunky thing to have with you?
Well,
at the
it
gym?
Is, and it's one of the reasons that I used the iPhone and was very happy with the iPhone. But I don't mind carrying around the iPad. The bigger videos, the more space. It's kind of, you know, you're right, and that's what's nice. This syncs with the iPhone version. You can take your pick if you've got an iPhone. I was very happy when it came out on an iPad. I actually was using the iPhone version on the iPad. I like it a lot.
I think actually I lied. I have been in a gym, not regularly. Over the last year, because I remember having my iPad in the gym for videos, which is really the only way you can get me on a treadmill.
Another reason to have it. Exactly.
But I guess in the weight area, you have to just, you've got options.
iFitness, it's $1.99. It is available for the iPad and the iPhone. Actually, I think it's $1.99 for the iPhone version. I don't know what the iPad version is. I'll have to check. But I'm very happy with
it's
this.
It's $1.99.
Is it?
It's the same? Yeah, it's for both.
Oh, it's universal.
Yeah, I checked it out today.
Isn't that great? You can get both.
Isn't that nice?
Highly recommended. Should I do another one that's related?
Do another one that's related.
You know, I was looking at these applications, and then we'll get to yours. Okay. I was looking at these applications, and another one just came out, and I thought, well, maybe I shouldn't, you know, maybe I should be more open-minded. I've been using iFitness for a long time. Very similar in capabilities. It has a much more elaborate food and body tracker, including a database of foods that you can add.
So it's a lot more like what's on the inside rather than...
Well, it has all the workout stuff, too.
Oh,
so if we went to Au Bon Pain and had a bagel, it will automatically enter that in. That's handy.
I think
it's great to keep track of both what you eat and your workouts. It's got a complete exercise database, very similar. In fact, if the pictures even look similar, it's obviously heavily influenced by iFitness, even has movies, so you can see how to do it.
This is,
I would say, very comparable. You probably should look at both and see which one fits your needs. This might be a bigger database. I think iFitness is a cleaner interface. They have Ask the Trainer. By the way, the trainer says, I am obese class one. Thank you very much, trainer. That's actually a medical term, and it's true. I am obese. But you can ask an expert and send them a question. I have to say, I'm pretty impressed with this. This is another, I would say, a strong contender in the same category. It's called Fitness HD.
Beautiful. That one looks really great. So the two fitness apps that I want to talk about are less actually about the exercises themselves and more about keeping you in the zone. The first one is called White Noise Pro.
This is really beautiful sounds. They really
the
did a nice
that
job on it.
I decided to cover this is because I want to be honest with all of you that I have insomnia issues, and when I go too long without sleeping well, I don't exercise. It's a long-running issue, but it's... The problem
so you wake up in the middle of the night and not get
I'm
back to
sleep? I'm a really light sleeper.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I've got stuff on my mind, so I just can't sleep.
But this will help you with sounds.
But things will wake me up.
Yeah, you live in the city, so you get city
sounds. Little sounds out of nowhere.
Plus, you have cougars.
Right, and when they growl outside my window, and I wake up. So this is, you know, for example, you've got a bunch of preset sounds. You know, this is beach.
Is this lightning? Oh, yeah. I hear a little rumble in the background.
You do?
Maybe it's just my imagination. So what else does it have?
So here are a bunch of presets. You know, you've got like really some stuff that I go like, ooh, like a campfire. That's kind of neat. You know, like you're
crackle,
camping.
Crackle.
Then there's like sprinkler, which is, I wouldn't like the sound. There's also one, it's like a water droplet, which is like, I mean, a drop of water is the sort of thing that keeps me up at night.
Bleep.
Doesn't soothe me.
Cars Bleep.
Driving, if you're the kind of person who Bleep. Is a city person, Bleep. And then you go out and you're camping and it's quiet and there's coyotes howling and you're
you
just like,
the,
oh
you...
my gosh. So that is all fine and good. But,
hey, yo, come here.
But, yeah, exactly. I need people yelling and breaking into my
home.
You stole
my money.
Or at least the simulation of it.
Right.
The nice thing about white noise, and by the way, this is $3, so you might go like, $3, my goodness.
Actually, that's a good deal.
You've got a mix pad in here in the iPad version, and the mix pad is super rad. Oh, wait, let me go down into my white noise area. So here we've got white noise. Let's go into our mix pad. Why is it?
Oh, so now I hear it.
My mix pad.
I hear a train.
Yeah, so what this is what I've done is the mix pad will let you add up to 5 presets.
Oh, that's really cool.
And then they're all together on this grid, and you can sort of manipulate what's louder, what's softer, so that you can actually create of these, I don't know, there's like 50 presets
they
or whatever.
They say, you know,
a variety of different
noises.
They say
noises. Pink noise, which is a white noise. With a little bit of bass mixed into it, it's
pink
a very
noise
good
is an
sound
option,
for relaxing.
Yeah, pink noise is if you as a preset, it's white noise. You know it as that.
I hear it. It's just very low. Oh. Maybe it's supposed to be low.
I think you know what. It's just not the room noises.
Yeah, I hear it.
Well, I don't, but that's okay. Anyway, so really quick, that's really cool. If you want to make your own custom sound, but you kind of go like, well, is this really going to help me? Here's a couple nice nice little extras here. You've got a timer. Ooh, there it is.
I turned it up for you.
There's our noise.
It sounds like we detuned the radio station.
It does. Car rain. How about we keep it on car rain. So if you want a timer, let's say you're about to get on a flight to Tokyo.
Oh, that's neat. That's
right?
neat.
And you want to make sure that it kind of fades in and fades out at a certain time. Or let's say this is just right by your bed. You're at home. You want to hear the ocean. That's the way you want to do it. But, you know, you've got a nice nightstand right next to you. You just go ahead and click. Now you've got a nice little alarm clock here. You can see me.
Oh, that's exciting.
Boy, that's nice?
I'm so glad we looked at that.
Well, I'm just I explained it to the folks, and they want to see it. Clothes dryer, cat purring, Tibetan bowl.
Oh, leave it. I like the cat. Oh, that's pretty.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, that's pretty.
This one's nice.
That's very pretty.
I know.
I like that.
So anyway, I think that for some of you, you go, I'm a really good sleeper. I don't need this. That's all fine and good. Some of us are not. And trust me when I say, if you don't sleep well, your workouts will be non-existent, really.
Yeah.
And and if you
gain weight if you don't sleep well. Did you know that? Yeah.
Well, you know.
There's metabolic connection.
I didn't know that, but I do notice that if I don't sleep well, I tend to eat badly the
next
day.
Yes, that's why.
Because I'm trying to make myself
supplement.
Feel better
You're trying
somehow.
To make Exactly.
Ugh.
Exactly.
Ugh.
Ashley Merriman told me this. She writes with Poe Bronson, writes a number of health books and parenting books, and she told me that there's a hormone or something that's created by lack of sleep that makes you want to eat.
Mm.
So sleep. You might be sleeping right now as we're talking.
Yeah, right.
We don't know.
Yeah.
You could
Maybe you could loop us in the White Noise Pro mix. Wouldn't that be nice? Really quick, just want to also mention WebMD. By the way, I'm about to show you.
I love this. Now, you can do this on the web.
Yes. WebMD has been a very popular source of medical and drug and fitness information for a long time. The iPad app is free, so not only can you get the same information you can get on the web, but it's just got the nice iPad interface. So if you're at all a fan of the website,
you know what I like?
Then this is just a
the
no-brainer.
Symptom checker.
Symptom checker.
I love that.
Can we just say for the record that we're about to see sort of a simulation of my naked body?
Naked body.
Well, there's no details, but
is that what you look like?
Well, that's my weight and.
Oh, I see. Because if you put more weight in, that'd be a fatter
what
body.
What I did is they ask you a few questions off the top. Like,
I was wondering why that chubby guy was showing up. When and you have this lovely, attractive young lady
on
yours.
That's me. For example, let's say that I don't know, I'm experiencing, some knee pain.
You touch where it is and then it gives you
touch where it is and it's like, hey, I've got some joint pain here. And now what WebMD wants to do, because it has such a wealth of information, is it wants to drill down and figure out what more specifically is going wrong. So you can drill down into like same on both sides, none of the above. I'll just say like, well, I just have general joint pain. It's dull and achy. It's moderate. It's not too severe yet. And it's on my left side. This is the
truth. Always like this part. You always come up with the same thing. You've got pimples. But I love going through all the symptoms.
Made worse by stares, for example. Yep. We've been talking about stares.
Stare at them.
And nothing makes it better.
No.
It doesn't really have anything to do with a recent trauma. And yeah, it comes on suddenly.
You're just tired.
So now, possible conditions, you know, I've got ACL, septic arthritis, all sorts of things that are going to scare me and keep me up at night.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
So this is the opposite of the white noise.
Exactly. This is the fear.
What if your gal got together with my guy?
Then we'd, wow, look at, Leo, you look good.
You know, I don't think I put the weight in. I think I left that part out.
That's kind of a big head, though. So that's kind of
accurate. Well, it knows. It knows I have a big head.
But yeah, so if we get to the point where I say, wow, do I have a dislocated knee? Then it's all, WebMD obviously has all of this information, related articles. And again, you know, like Leo said beforehand, this is not a substitution for going to the doctor. This is just sort of it's a really helpful tool. If you think something might be off,
I keep
this
around.
You get a better sense of what area you might be in, especially if you're exercising and you're overdoing it.
It's just it's in my reference section. I keep it around so that I can look up stuff and know, you know, what to worry about and things like that. I like it. It's free.
It's
Why
free.
Not? Why not get it?
You know? It works really well. And you get to see naked simulated people. Without,
God knows I need that.
Without the...
God knows any of that. Can I throw one more in that is not really, it's not on the list. I just want to mention it. You know that I have a scale that tweets. Whenever I get on the scale, it puts the word out.
What?
You didn't know that?
I've never seen
my
why
things. It's my, well, it's Leo's underscore scale. Twitter.com/Leo.
So
I have it. Don't follow my tweets. But
well,
this is a scale. It was about $150 called the why things. And, I really like it. And, it has a iPad and iPhone app that actually is pretty cool because it shows you a graph of not just your weight, but of your fat, of your lean, you know, you get to pick. It shows you, and this is kind of useful, you know, it's not just the line, but the zone that you're in. So you get kind of an idea of how you're doing. You see, I went up a little bit, but I'm back down. I'm back stabilizing. You can see my fat content is going down. That's good because the scale does measure that. My lean content. So this is a really, it's handy because it gives you in one spot kind of a graph and you don't have to write anything down. The scale does it for you.
Okay, I'm following Leo's scale now on Twitter, as are 2,761 other people.
I really don't understand that.
Well, you set it up, dude.
I find it very handy. I also, you know,
21st of August is the last time you got on the scale. I think we're due.
Yeah, I kind of stopped getting on there. It doesn't have that. I did one a couple of days ago. Doesn't have that yet.
Not yet.
Okay. No. It's supposed to tweet them right away. Mm-hmm. I also have always looked for a good food log. I think food logging is very important. This is called My Net Diary, an excellent food log that lets you do a lot of information about keeping track of exercise, what you eat. It's got a fairly large library.
Of course, food is such a big part of fitness. I mean,
it is.
You put stuff in your body that is a bunch of junk, and you're not going to have good results coming out.
So I think logging exercise and fitness, general overall fitness activities, plus logging your food intake is really a good way to kind of at least get a sense of where you are.
Absolutely.
If not, get better. And I also have yoga on here, but we'll see. Do you ever do yoga? You seem like you're the yoga type.
Yeah, I used to be more into yoga than I am. Again, I'm just out of practice in general, but I have been looking for something because yoga is, there's so much yoga, especially in San Francisco where I live. It's really expensive. You know,
right.
You pay per
class. This is in your iPad, and you just follow the poses, the asanas, and it tells you what to do, and it plays nice music and all of that.
Ooh, that's pretty cool.
It walks you through it. And this is one of a lot of different. We've gone way overboard with these fitness things. I'm sorry, but that's just another one.
Okay.
I like yoga. Well, I take yoga classes, but they are expensive and they take time to get to. So this is a good alternative.
If you know a little bit about yoga and you don't need
you
to
have
be
to,
watching somebody.
Well, that's exactly
because
right.
You've got the poses.
You have
down.
To have taken classes. You shouldn't do this if
you're
never
on the
taken
intermediate
classes.
Level. That can be really helpful and save you some money, and you don't have to leave your house.
You seem like you would do it. Well, you're so small and compact. You'd be good at yoga.
Well, I used to do a lot of gymnastics, so I'm flexible.
You're flexible.
So yoga's actually fun for me because a lot of stuff that people struggle with, I'm pretty good at.
Complain about,
but
yeah.
It's, I mean, it is such good exercise. Talk about balance and muscles.
It. Yeah. I'm a Pilates fanatic, but that's another story for another day.
Pilates bores me.
Oh.
It goes too slow or something.
Yeah.
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 I have attention span issues.
For all the links we just mentioned, where do you get that?
Oh, Leo, you can go to twit.tv/IPT for all of these links and links that we've mentioned in past episodes. Watch past episodes. You can
subscribe to episodes there.
You can download the whole thing. Yeah, everything's there. By the way, you can also watch us on YouTube. We've got a Twit YouTube channel and iPad today as a playlist all its own.
Yep.
So you can watch us any way you like. Quick reminder that if you're not watching us live, if you're watching us live, you already know the answer. But if you're not, we record iPad Today live on Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific time. That's 4:30 Eastern. And what is it, GMT?
Well, I don't know. 2030
GMT. So
you kind of threw me on that one. I wasn't ready.
Well, you knew it the last couple of weeks.
I know it, but I have to do the math every single freaking time because I'm not a genius.
I'll throw you a little GMT coming your way next time. So if you want to watch us live and you haven't yet, you can always do that. But if not, our shows go up within about 24 hours. If you have app ideas of your own, fitness apps, last week we did, what did we do last week?
We're always looking for categories.
We're always looking, yeah, because there's so many apps that are similar, but some are better than others. You can always email us at iPadToday@twit.tv. Emails about whatever, really. But theme apps are always greatly appreciated.
We got an email that says, more man hands. Did you see that? A response?
Really?
Because remember, we got the email that said, whenever Sarah is talking about an app, you should not show your hands, Leo, because you have man hands, and it's confusing
for the viewer
to see your big fat fingers. And then we got a woman wrote, I want more of Leo's man hands.
Well, I don't blame her. They're very nice.
No, stop it.
They're nice.
This portion of iPad Today is brought to you by our friends at Squarespace. The secret behind exceptional websites. Sarah uses it. Go to sarahlane.com.
Absolutely.
We use it for our Inside Twit blog, InsideTwit.tv. But anybody who wants to, not just blog, but if you're a photographer, they've got great galleries. Any kind of website you'd like to build, this makes it easy, simple, inexpensive, and man, rock solid. One of the nice things about Squarespace, it's not just software, it's hosting too. So they host your site. The software is always up to date. Security patches are always applied. You don't even have to think about it or worry about it. You can try it for free right now if you go to squarespace.com. Use the offer code iPadToday. 15 days free with no credit card required. And then if you decide you want to buy, use iPadToday. And make sure you put that in the checkout code because you'll save 10% of the on the site, not just for 1 month or 1 year, but for the life of the site. Sites start at $12 a month. That's hosting and software. The software's amazing. If you just want to get an idea what people do with Squarespace, go to the examples page at squarespace.com.
Beautiful stuff.
It's incredible. And the thing is, you don't have to be a designer to do this. You just pick one of the great templates, and then they're completely modifiable just with your mouse, clicking and moving and dragging. Squarespace.com/iPad today. Give it a try. You'll see, you know, for a photographer, pay special attention to the photography portfolios on here.
Beautiful
They're just gorgeous.
Photography Squarespace portfolios are particularly nice.
They have a special thing just for this.
Yeah. It's for everybody, but if you're a photographer, Or just have stuff that you want to display in this way.
You know,
you've got a lot of great just built-in templates. You don't have to do anything.
That's a really, I think, a high praise because photographers are visual. They want to look good to their customers. Mm-hmm. They don't want to spend a lot of time messing with a site.
Right.
Squarespace.com. iPad Today. The offer code saved 10% for life. And we thank Squarespace for supporting iPad Today.
So, Leo, I thought we'd go around the horn a little bit and talk about what's been up. And,
it's time for the news.
iPad land.
I talked a little bit about this new New Yorker app on Tuesday on MacBreak Weekly because I've been waiting for the New Yorker to do an iPad app. I just thought this is just a natural for the New Yorker.
Totally.
I think you can get it on the Kindle. I subscribe to the paper magazine, and when I saw that the New Yorker had an iPad app, I just jumped. You know, the good news is the app is free. And then I found out $4.99, not for a year or a month per issue,
and that is for existing subscribers. As much as it is for someone who's never read the New Yorker before,
as a subscriber, I should get a deal for crying out loud.
Well, you know what's interesting is the New Yorker. This app is just 3 days old now.
Yeah,
and it already has over 700 reviews in the App Store. 550 of them give it 1 star, and it's all the same complaint. People saying this is an absolute. We are offended.
Yeah.
I mean, it's offensive.
Because they still
have
the ads in
here. I'm already a subscriber, and I'm excited about this. I'm already giving you my money, and you have no way to let me subscribe, you know, using a subscription model that...
There's one thing you could do that's kind of neat, though.
What?
I read The New Yorker for the pictures.
Yeah?
It's kind of the opposite of Playboy. You can go through all of the cartoons at once, right? So you don't have to, like, go through the boring articles.
Oh, I gotcha.
Just go right to the cartoons, and you get a slideshow of all the cartoons.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
They did something interesting, actually. They have a video on how to use it.
Yes. And it's...
It's kind of wild.
It's kind of hysterical if you guys haven't seen it yet.
Let me see if I can find it, actually, on here. It's it was directed... It was just Jason Schwartzman.
I've got it in my our rundown.
You have a link to it on YouTube? All right, let me see if I can find it on YouTube. We could play it. A new day is dawning. Jason's in bed. He looks a little sleepy. Oh, he's looking at us.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Jason Schwartzman, and I'd like to show you the New Yorker app for the iPad.
He's got it under his pillow.
So here it is, and you get every story every Monday. And when you find something that you're interested in, you just tap it. And to read it, you just swipe it vertically. There's a couple ways to get around the app. Touch anywhere on the screen. He's brings up your set of controls. Hit this.
We're now in Jason's kitchen, and he's wearing sunglasses. He's got a cigarette hanging from his lip.
The contents.
I love this guy.
Excuse me. Hello.
His iPhone ring is apparently an elephant.
Hospital. All right, what's the number? 32360. All right, don't pull it till I get there. All right, bye. So here's a table
nice
of contents.
Hair.
Give it a firm swipe. You find something you want to read.
You got to commend them.
Bingo was his name, though.
It's funny.
Yeah, you got to commend him. Commend
swipe
them.
Swipe horizontally to flip from story
creative
to story.
He's in the shower, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you get the idea.
Yeah, it's fun. It's cute. He's playing the piano.
And it actually, I mean, if you watch the video.
He's naked.
That's better than my WebMD lady.
For audio, video, and slideshow settings. For instance, if you want to listen to an author reading from their story, simply tap this red.
So there, and he's explaining here why the New Yorker thinks, effectively, you should have to pay for this. Because there's more stuff. For instance, the cover on the first New Yorker edition that came out with this is done by David Hockney. You can watch a video of Hockney drawing the cover. Now,
that's really cool.
That's pretty cool, and that's some extra value-added stuff that is not working right now. It worked before. That you can't get in the print magazine. So, you know, listening to the author read, things like that, that's pretty cool. $4.99 an episode at issue. It's Condé Nast. They're doing this with other magazines. You know, Time Magazine is doing the same thing, charging you per issue. I can't really say I'm too happy about that. But you know what? I probably, if I'm about to go on an airplane, I'll probably buy the latest issue.
I think that this is a really good example of New Yorker's got, it's a solid app. The app is nice. It works well. The Schwartzman video is funny, but... I mean, besides the funny part, it's designed to show you all the cool things that you can do with the app. And you watch it and you go, wow, you can do a lot of really cool things. And yes, there are some extras, but none of it really matters when people are looking for a subscription model that simply does not exist. Not yet, anyway. And it just ticks people off.
And it still have ads, by the way. They're basically trying to keep their, you know, their $4.99 revenue stream.
Exactly.
This is an example. This article doesn't in the New Yorker come with these color pictures, but these pictures are an add-on that come with the magazine when you buy it. I think it's hard to say. Here's the review of the Facebook movie.
I think it just goes to show that they've really got to figure this stuff out because you don't know much about the New Yorker app. Let's say you're just like, oh, I like the New Yorker. What if they have an app? You go to the app store, you read the reviews. You know, if you're just glancing, you go, oh, this app must be horrible. I don't want anything to do with it. So they've got to figure that out. If they want, if publications want to continue to make good stuff, put a lot of money and time and effort into it and have people enjoy it. You've got to deliver it to us in a different way.
I'm with you.
New Yorker app. And I'll probably buy it. I still buy the Wired.
The app is free. You just have to buy the issues.
Right. Yeah. So.
You buy what? Wired?
I still buy the Wired.
How much is that? It's Condé Nast also. They charge
$3.99 a month.
Yes. A month? Well, see, that's different.
Yeah.
I
do
that.
We only do monthly issues.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So.
Okay.
But it's really not, I mean, I love the Wired app. I've loved it since day one.
Right.
But, I don't like having to pay each time. Then again, I don't get the print edition. So I don't know if I have too much to complain about on that front. But the New Yorker is different because it's a weekly.
Other big news, RIM announces a BlackBerry tablet to give the iPad a run for its money. Don't go run out to the stores yet. The playbook from RIM won't be out till sometime in 2011.
So what's kind of interesting about the playbook is not only does it have a lot of the features that the iPad doesn't have, like HDMI out and two HD cameras and it's smaller, But it's not going to be out until next year. So really, it's going to compete with the iPad 2, not this iPad.
Call me skeptical, but you can write any feature you want on a piece of paper. They don't even have a prototype of this thing. I think this is meaningless. For RIM to announce this now, it's not running the BlackBerry OS. It's designed for business. It's designed for BlackBerry users. It pairs with your BlackBerry phone. But it doesn't exist. So we don't know the price. We don't know the availability. We don't even know if some of those features they described will end up in the final working model. So I wouldn't worry too much about this. It does show that there are a lot of people who want to make competitors to the iPad. Mm-hmm. I think this is not the last.
Right.
We've seen already quite a few. We'll see an HP Palm Web OS-based tablet, I'm sure, before the...
There's the Galaxy Tab.
Samsung's pretty cool. I want to get one of those. That's running Android. So
I was pretty excited about it when I first saw it.
So I think we're going to see a lot of competition. That just validates the fact that the iPad is doing very, very well, but I think there's a lot more than getting another iPad.
You think RIM would announce features that then they couldn't deliver on?
Yeah, I think this is all what Paul Theroux was saying. This is FUD. This is just to scare people away.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they'd like to get the drum beating enough so that people don't buy an iPad next year when the new one comes out.
Or this Christmas.
I don't think so. I think it's going to be spring before the next iPad. You think this Christmas?
Well, I mean, keep people from
buying the current iPad
over the holidays, that this great RIM tablet, the Playbook, which just reminds me of being in Vegas betting on sports, but whatever.
It sure does.
I don't know. I it's interesting. I'm excited to see the tablet market get more saturated. You know, I think it's good to have competition and have things do different, to have different features.
It's good to have the challenge.
It's good to have the challenge.
No question about that.
And I know we don't have an iPad competitor at this point. We just
don't. They don't even have a singing husky.
The singing husky, everyone. Prepare yourselves.
Sing, Mishka. Good girl.
She's using the auto-tune on iTunes on the iPad, and she's actually quite tuneful. Don't you wish your dog really could do that? As you might have noticed, this song is on iTunes, Mishka's song.
So Mishka, if you're not familiar with Mishka, the talking husky.
Is this famous? She's famous?
She's a YouTube star.
You're kidding.
She's a YouTube star. Oh, yeah. She's got a whole thing. Millions and millions of views.
Good girl.
Too bad her master can't afford furniture.
Yeah, it's their sound studio. So what's interesting is Mishka has become a YouTube star.
What is interesting?
Because Mishka the Talking Husky has become an interesting YouTube star, and now her music is selling on iTunes, and her owners are getting moolah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Through Mishka using auto-tune on an iPad.
Yeah, you got my attention.
I mean, don't you think Ozzy's got potential here? Auto-tune the Oz.
Yeah, you know, I never thought of that. I could probably do that. He does howl.
Little added revenue.
A little added revenue never hurts.
A couple new apps. I don't know, Leo. Every once in a while, I think you're going to love something I throw in here. Talking dog.
Don't get me wrong. I think a dog that can talk is fascinating. Please.
And get auto-tune on an iPad and then sell the music on iTunes and people love it. Wow. And people buy it in droves.
Which auto-tune, I wonder. You know, there's a segment. We should do auto-tunes. A whole segment on a different auto-tuning program.
Well, don't they all kind of do the same thing?
Yeah.
So, all right. Let's do that. Maybe we could do it next week. It could be our
T-Pain,
theme.
Baby.
A lot of T-Pain and up in this house.
I can sing like that, too.
The show wouldn't be anything without viewers like you or listeners, but we'd prefer that you view us or else you're just going to have to assume.
It's a very visual show.
Yeah. How do you draw the lines together on how the apps work when you're just listening? I guess we have to just explain it really well. Anyway, we got an email from Alan Mitchell, and he actually had a great suggestion. This is in, got a lot of feedback about Dragon Dictation, which is the voice to text app that I showed off a few weeks ago and had a little bit of a trouble getting the words to show up correctly because we're in this, I wasn't near the microphone and we're in this sort of loud room. He says, hey, regarding the dragon dictation from our educational apps roundup, when he suggested a headset to improve the accuracy, a light bulb went on. You're right. A headset does improve dictation a whole lot. The Apple iPhone earbuds, they also work great, but
because they have a microphone and the microphone is sensed by the,
yes,
by the iPad.
But Alan Mitchell thought of another little known option. Older corded headsets with a 2.5 millimeter plug will also work with the iPad and iPhones prior to version 4 because they changed something in the iPhone 4 with the Apple TTY adapter. I first got one when I got my iPhone 3G because I had several older Panasonic headsets around that had good quality. Now, thanks to your mention, with the TTY adapter, they work great with Dragon Dictation as well on the iPad.
It's just a little mini jack that has three rings on it, so it has microphone and left and right audio.
Yes.
It's $19 from Apple, and it should work with any analog headset. So
exactly. So if you've got stuff laying around, this might be a good option for you.
Very good.
Thanks, Alan. You're the best.
And then we have yet another solution to the age-old problem of getting files onto your iPad.
Right. Because syncing through iTunes just doesn't cut it for a lot of us.
No. This comes from whom?
Tim Chaitin.
Tim Chaitin.
Take it away, Tim.
Take it, Tim. It's all yours, baby.
Hi, Leo and Sarah. This is Tim. And I wanted to share some feedback regarding using documents on the iPad. And as you discussed, iTunes is really messed up with this. But I did find another tool that works great. It's called PadSync by Ecamm. And the concept here is it works with any iPad. You don't have to sync your iPad with iTunes for this to work. And it detects files on your iPad once it's plugged in via USB. You open up the files within this app. And it will launch the appropriate app, such as Pages, Numbers, on your Mac. You work in that application, you save it, and it's instantly saved to your iPad. So you're working with files, and your iPad is acting as a hard drive. And it's a great solution, so you don't have to deal with multiple versions of your files. I love the show. I think the naming is appropriate. iPad Today doesn't have to be a daily show to use
Tim,
the word today.
Tim, where are you going?
But love the
He's
show.
Dissolving.
Great work.
Goodbye,
it's a slow
Tim.
Dissolve. Thanks, Tim.
Because that was kind of funny.
I'm sorry, I called you Chim Tatum.
Chim.
I'm
Chim,
mixing my. I'm. Chim Chiminy. I'm doing the backwards dance today. Chim
Chiminy.
Tim.
Chim Chim Cheree.
Tim.
PadSync. PadSync. Yeah.
So this is from Ecamm Software. They make a lot of good software. It's $9.95. It's called PadSync, but if you are one of those folks who is frustrated with syncing, going through iTunes, this just circumvents it. So thanks so much, Tim. I hadn't heard of this before.
I used their phone view, which did almost exactly the same thing. In fact, that also works on the iPad as a way to see what's on your iPhones. But I haven't tried PadSync yet, and I will absolutely buy it. And of course, in order for this to work, you have to have a Macintosh to hook up to it. But I think this is cool. This is very cool.
Yeah. We love getting your feedback, and we especially love getting your tips. That's so awesome. Please send us more of that. In fact, you can send it to iPadToday@twit.tv. If you want to email us, you can send us a voicemail, 757-504-iPad is our Google Voice number. It's not free unless you're in, I think, Virginia, but that's the number.
That's where it is. That's where our home office is.
757-504-iPad, yes. We're Rhode Island business. We actually are, I think. And for extra points, you can always send us a video because we love to see you. You can upload it to YouTube or MobileMe or Vimeo or wherever you want to host video. We don't care where it is. Just send us the link. Don't attach the file because file attachments, you know, that gets a little weird.
No, just put it on. Yeah, put it on the site. Yeah.
And
you don't need to have a big long dissolve either. I mean, anything you do is fine.
We love the dissolve that Tim
uses. Doesn't hurt.
Star wipe, never going to hurt.
Great transitions are always great.
Always appreciated.
Always appreciated.
But any feedback is good, and we thank you so much for watching the show and for giving us your thoughts.
This portion of iPad Today brought to you by our good friends at Audible.com. I'm a major Audible fan. I listen to audiobooks all the time. I just
new from David Sedaris.
Yep. Squirrel Meets Chipmunk. You know, the premise of this is a little... They had the David Sedaris collection, by the way, which I bought, which is every one of his books.
He
is so great. If you've heard him on This American Life or seen his lecture series, when he reads, it is so funny. Well, this is him plus Elaine Stritch and a bunch of other great actors. The premise of this is these are, and I think you're going to like this, animal-themed tales.
Love it.
For instance, in The Toad, the Turtle, and the Duck, three strangers commiserate about animal bureaucracy while waiting in a complaint line. Let me play a little bit of his voice.
Yeah, because I don't even know.
When you hear, I'll just play it for you. Squirrel Seeks Chipmunk, a Modest Bestiary, brand new from David Sedaris. And this is an Audible pick you can get for free. I like the music. If you go to audiblepodcast.com/iPad today.
Oshet Audio presents Squirrel Seeks Chipmunk, written by David Sedaris.
This is quite the production.
It sounds a little NPR-ish, doesn't it?
Yeah. I can't wait to get this.
Squirrel Seeks Chipmunk, also with Big Band.
They had the David Sedaris collection, and I bought it, and it was everything that he's ever written and recorded for Audible, which is like a dozen books. It's so great. Anyway, this is what's so good about Audible. You know, you can have a favorite writer that you love. Check Audible and see if they're on there. You can have a style of fiction you like, science fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I listen to a huge range of stuff. In fact, I like to alternate fiction with nonfiction, sci-fi with classics. I'm just starting now the old Stephen King. This was a Tom Merritt suggested I do this.
Harry?
No. The Dark, what do they call it? Dark Tower series.
Oh, right.
It's like 800 hours worth of listening. I don't know how long this thing is going to be, but I just downloaded the first three, and I've got more to come. I got The Gunslinger, Dark Tower number one. The Drawing of Three, Dark Tower number two, and Wizard and... No, I didn't get that one. I got number three. There it is, The Wastelands. So Frank Mueller narrates some. George Guidall narrates some. Both of them are two of the best readers. This is another thing you'll start to get about Audible, is it's kind of a collaboration between the author and the reader, and a great reader brings a book to life. I mean, these are performances. I want you to try Audible. So here's what we're going to do. If you go to audiblepodcast.com/iPad today... Sign up for the gold account. That's a book a month. Your first month is free. Your first book is free. You can cancel at any time, and it's yours to keep forever. So don't worry about that. Just try it. You have a month to figure out if this is for you. I think you'll like it. Audiblepodcast.com/iPad today. Of course, the books play on the iPad, but they play on every other device as well. It's just really spectacular.
Book of the month that's a good place to start.
I do too.
I'd like to get into regular reading.
Yeah, we just want to give you a taste.
It's sort of like fitness. You know, you can get out of practice and then you realize, wow, it's been months since I've picked up a book. Right. I'm not reading anything
Actually,
anymore.
It's a great combination with fitness because I go to the gym now. Today I was listening to a book and the Stairmaster was done before because I got so engrossed in the book. You don't mind.
No.
And it's fantastic for the gym. So highly recommend
it. You can play games with yourself where you say, I love this book. If I want to get to the end of this chapter, I got to keep running.
Exactly.
And you do.
Yep. Thank you, Audible, for your support. Sarah Lane.
Yes, Leo.
Put your hat on.
Oh, my hat.
It's App Cap time.
Extreme Zoom. If only we had that. I guess
3D.
We could do it later.
It's a 3D version. Whoa.
Z-axis.
This is the part of the show where we wrap up by giving you our favorite apps, you know, every week a new app. And I think it's part of the fun of it is getting to pick something really cool. I like your app today.
Thank you. We wear app caps because we're crowning a winner.
Oh, is that why? That was just an excuse to put a fez on.
Well, you know what? I originally thought that we would have crowns.
Oh, right.
Because we were going to crown a winner. And then these fezes came into play by accident, fell into our lap.
From Fezorama.com.
From Fezorama. The folks from Fezorama came by and said, want some twit fezes? And I thought, well, app cap sounds pretty fun.
You know what's good about fezes?
They're born.
Fezes are good for TV. Why? Because they don't have a bill
to shadow.
You don't want that. So these are perfect.
Bald people.
They hide your chrome dome.
They're not amazing for people with bangs like me that are starting to get.
Well, it looks like you have two tassels. It's flattening your bangs.
It flattens a little bit, but boy, do I like the fez. On a warm day, they can heat up the head a bit. But I think that's just
all hats. That's the point.
They're there
to keep the head heat.
On to the apps. My app today. This is $2.99, straight out of Dirty Water
Compton.
Town.
Oh.
Or Boston.
Or Boston.
To the big picture. If you're familiar with Boston.com the big picture is pretty much...
It's a great site. The Boston Globe does this with the best news pictures of the week. And you know what? They look so nice on the iPad. Look so great.
The big picture is known for is pretty much some of the best pictures you'll ever see in journalism. I mean,
it's the best photojournalism. I agree.
It really is. And anyone who's familiar with this will agree. I challenge you to find anything better. The big picture app, you say, well, I could look at this on the web, couldn't I? Doesn't look like this. It looks like a website. Believe me. The Boston.com website, nothing wrong with it, but it's not the iPad app. So if you like this stuff, go for it. For example, human landscapes in Southwest Florida. This is a great, it's a photo essay. These aren't just pictures. They're stories that go along with essays. And this is a story about in Western Florida, there's a variety of housing developments that never got finished over the years for a variety of reasons.
That's an aerial shot of
it's
the undeveloped
land. It's an aerial shot of a development. Look at the two little houses up there.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That is a beautiful picture. I couldn't figure out what that was.
Yeah, that's what it is.
If you love photography, this is such a great application.
And this goes on and on. This, of course, is just one genre. You know, if I go back to the homepage, we've got Afghanistan photos, scenes from China, animals, Oktoberfest, Mexico's bicentennial, and so on and so forth. This stuff is amazing, and I love the iPad app. It's so much better than the experience, which I have tried in Safari going, oh, I wonder how the big picture renders. Not great. For those of you, I want to give you a free option. If you go $2.99, not into it. I'm not crazy about the big picture on Safari, but if you're looking for a free alternative, there's a site that's kind of big picture-esque called captionnews.com. It's not an iPad app. But it is renders really nicely in Safari on your iPad, and it's a very similar idea. So if you go to captionnews.com, as you can see, there's a North Korea meeting that's on display right now, and it's taking a while to load. Well, I guess that's a downside.
Yeah, these are big pictures. That's probably
big
why.
Pictures.
I mean, literally, they're literally the big picture. Yeah.
I think we're also our wireless is being kind of janky right now. But this is another option for those of you who say, "Well, I love the idea, don't want an app." Try captionnews.com. But if you're into the full iPad experience, as it really is, it's made for this stuff.
Now, you know, I think the Big Picture Boston Globe app is an answer, a response to Flipboard, which had the big picture on it. You know, and then
did it?
It was kind of I would say an unlicensed use of those photographs. They're mostly, I think, from the AP.
I didn't realize that.
So you could look at it in Flipboard. If you look, there's a big picture channel in Flipboard, and there's also a
Flipboard
app.
Itself has an update, a recent update.
Yeah. There's also an app called Guardian Eyewitness from the British Guardian newspaper. It's very similar.
Cool.
It's beautiful pictures and has information from the photographer on how he or she took the picture and the cameras used and so forth. So I would say that's a great companion application for the big picture from the Boston Globe.
Good to know.
The Guardian Eyewitness. Now, mine is an app that's been out for a long time. I'm not telling you anything new, except it's been updated. Apple hadn't updated their remote control program, which was really a wonderful thing if you had an Apple TV or used iTunes or both. For the iPhone, they have updated it. It's 2.0 is out. And, well, of course it's out because... So is the new Apple TV, and it kind of makes sense that they would update. Yeah, there it is. That's the new Apple TV. Thank you, Gary, for bringing that by.
That was so nice of him.
Yeah, it really was. This is the $99 Apple TV, but you don't need an Apple TV to use the remote. Well, I guess you kind of do.
What else would you use it with?
Yeah, you're right. I don't know what you would use it with.
Well, unless you could figure out how to install the Apple TV.
It works with either version of the Apple TV. You see, it's also connecting to my iTunes library. It's kind of cool. I can use gestures to control the Apple TV. So you're kind of like you're in that, Tom Cruise movie where he was sliding things back and forth?
Minority Report.
Minority Report. You also have access here to your... I guess, you know, this is how you would use it if you didn't have an Apple TV. So this is the music that's on my iMac. And if I want to play this ABBA song, I can play it and it'll play on my iMac, which is kind of cool. So you're controlling the music coming out of your computer via the remote control.
That's running on your iPad.
That's running on your iPad. So it makes basically the iPad a big interface to your
It's like universal music remote database. On meth.
Yeah, I just love it. And boy, 2.0 is fantastic and much needed. And if you're using it, if you're going to get an Apple TV, of course you're going to want it. Because
mine's on order. I'm waiting for it any day now.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, this is free. It's a download. It's called Remote. Not a really very good name. I mean, it's just...
Well, Apple likes to be literal with their apps.
Just Remote.
That's, remote, Pages.
That's all it is, Remote. Anyway, that's a kind of a cheap app cap because it's been out for some time now. But just updated with the release of the new Apple TV.
Cheap app cap.
Did you see the remote, though, for the Apple TV? It's so pretty.
Let's see.
Look at this. It's very silvery.
It looks like the other remote.
Yeah.
In fact, what's different about it?
Oh.
Well, I guess the other one... Well,
wasn't the other one white and plastic?
Yes, you're right. It's
so
titanium.
So this is silver and right. Or whatever. I don't know.
Well, titanium. It's new also, so it looks
I don't
really
know.
Good.
It's unobtainium.
It's, and, it's no smudgy.
Yeah.
What do you think about the black Apple TV?
You mean the fact that it's like looks like a hockey puck?
The fact that it's black.
Well, the idea is it kind of disappears in your system. It's got a rubberized bottom that would sit on the ground there.
You know, I hadn't thought about the disappearing part because I'm
you don't
a white
see it.
Fan.
You know, yeah, but you don't want to see this.
My 3GS is white in the back.
Don't you think you're going to put this behind the TV?
Well, I usually put it kind of off to the side, but my console is black. And now I really want to
see it. It matches.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Good times.
Apple TV is $99. Remote for Apple TV and iTunes and your Macs is... free.
That Leo
wraps it up.
We got done with the show in under an hour.
Tom Merritt's coming up next with Tech News Today. For those of you watching live, for those of you who want to see the show and can't see it live, don't forget we've got it at twit.tv/IPT.
That's right. 13 episodes deep, baby.
Woo-hoo!
Woo! So, you know, get lucky today.
We would love to hear from you. Send us an email. iPad Today.
At twit.tv.
Or call us.
757-504 iPad. I'm going to have to
say
that
again. Say that again.
757-504 IPAD.
So good.
One day so good. I will remember what IPAD is on the phone
because
don't like
they're alphabetically challenged.
Alphabetical numerical distinction, but Tom
Cerline,
does it. Nobody seems to complain when he does it.
A tip of the app cap to
tip
you.
Tip of the fez to you, Leo.
We'll see you next week. On iPad Today.
Bye-bye. Radio. Brilliant. Ready.